The John Murray Show on RTE Radio 1 with SuperValue Travel Insurance. Don't worry about a thing with great value travel insurance online at supervalue.ie.
And a big thank you for all the entries that we've received so far in our memoir writing competition. According to David Rice, novelist and director of the Killaloe Hedge School, anyone can write a memoir, and our prize is a place on one of his workshops on the 7th of February, which teaches us how to do just that, with a two-night stay in the Lakeside Hotel in Killaloe thrown in for good measure. We're asking you to send us the first paragraph of your prospective memoir, and the closing date is this Friday, 30th of January. By way of guidance or inspiration, here are a few examples of the start of some published memoirs.
In our house on North Congress Street in Jackson, Mississippi, where I was born, the eldest of three children in 1909, we grew up to the striking of clocks. One writer's beginnings, Eudora Welty.
This book does not claim to be an account of facts and events, but of personal experiences, experiences which millions of prisoners have suffered time and again. Man's Search for Meaning, Viktor Frankl.
My childhood came to a virtual halt when I was around 5 years old. Little Heathens by Mildred Armstrong Kalish.
There you have it. Some examples there of published memoirs. So keep your entries coming to john@rte.ie, and remember to put memoir in the subject line. Earlier on, we gave you a few examples of the start of some published memoirs, and we're asking you to send us the first paragraph of your prospective memoir for our competition. The prize is a place on one of the Killaloe Hedge School's memoir workshops on the 7th of February, which teaches us how to do just that, with a two-night stay in the Lakeside Hotel in Killaloe thrown in for good measure. The closing date is this Friday, the 30th of January. Here's a sample of the hundreds of entries we've received so far.
He might have been pushing 65, but he picked me up with a disarming ferocity and gave me a huge and slightly icky kiss on the lips. I could see the driver of the waiting taxi make huge saucer eyes. "And who was that?" he asked, cheeky as you like. Mind you, he had a right to be curious, as I was a young slip of a thing who had just turned 24, and he was a bear of a man with a head full of thick white hair. "That was my father," I said, "and that's the first time we've ever met." "Go on, pull the other one," he said. But in the rearview mirror, I could see that his big woolly eyebrows were up around his hairline. He knew this was no ordinary meeting, and he was right. This was a story guaranteed to blow your mind. I should know, because it blew mine. Clodagh Finn.
There's nothing like the smell of dawn, particularly in late spring or early summer, when this smell, drawn out by the wetness of the dew, becomes almost a taste. It was warm this morning, surprisingly warm for the day. The window was rolled down all the way, allowing this smell, this taste, to enter the car, carried on the air. David swayed from side to side as the car bumped down the quiet track. The track was hard now. There had been no rain for a few weeks, and the mud had hardened, making tall ruts between the tire tracks left by tractors, which used it mostly. Stones and a little grass pushed through in places, but after a wet winter it was mainly just dried mud. The shotgun swayed too. The stock holding place in the footwell on the passenger side, and the barrel leaning against the front of the seat, it yawned from side to side with each bump, almost dancing. Mike Brown.
The simple action of closing a book was enough time to totally alter my life and obliterate all my yesterdays. A chapter of my life closed and a new one opened as rapidly as a wave breaking and melting onto a lonely sandy beach. I lost my sight in a car crash. The loss for me was total and frightening. I found myself in a world of pitch black darkness. The first cruel reality was that I was denied the simple pleasure of seeing the familiar faces of my precious sons. Gradually, this reality was cemented when I realised that my ability to share in and savour their growing up in their teenage years had been lost. My career abruptly ended, thus independence was gone. I was wrapped in a cloak of confusion, disorientation, and endless pain. Anne Archer.
Yes, and that is just a very small sample of the hundreds of entries that we're receiving for our opening to memoirs. And you have until Friday, close of business, to get your entry in. Email it to john@rte.ie and put memoir in the subject line.